in the long run how viable the Big 12 is going to be without Oklahoma and Texas in football specifically, and how happy the rest of the teams are going to be in that league. So yeah, that's the best case scenario, I guess, of what's out there. But an alliance between the Big 12 and the AAC isn't going to cut the mustard compared to an alliance between the ACC, the Pac-10. I guess that's kind of making the best of a bad situation would be the way I would put it.
Because you look at, like, just geographically, Kansas State, Iowa mm-hmm. State. I mean, they're not that far from, say, Wichita State and Tulsa, that part of town. I mentioned Baylor, Rice. You have Houston that's in the American Athletic Conference. You have SMU that's in the Athletic American Conference in the same state there. So, I mean, it kind of makes a little sense to me from mm-hmm. that perspective. And then maybe, look, it's not going to be the TV money that the Alliance or the SEC is going to get. But it might mm-hmm. be better than not getting it, if that makes sense.
It's true. Of course, then you also have the whole deal with the Big 12. Look, the AAC is a very good conference, but the Big 12 has already thumbed its nose at it already when you have its commissioner claiming that the AAC and the ESPN are conspiring to try to steal their teams. That didn't get any agreement between the two conferences off to a good start when you have a commissioner making wild accusations.
But that was before everybody else got together and didn't invite the Big 12.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They'll have to get it. It's just, you know, there'd be a little stigma for the Big 12 to come to an look, I agree with you. It makes total sense. In reality, I'm just not sure it's going to happen.
Yeah, no. How big a role, though, is it that Troy Dannon's involved with this kind of stuff?
It tells you his respect nationally. The NCAA is having to react because they've been forced to react by the courts. The system that they have is not working now. But it's a huge deal. He's one of five Division I athletic directors that are part of this committee to restructure the entire rule book and structure for how the NCAA functions. That's a tremendous amount of prestige right there. We'll see. You know, I always wonder what actually ends up getting accomplished in these things. But it is, it's a huge deal and tells you the way he's looked at across the country.
Yep. All right, sir. Gary Smith covers the Tulane Green Wave as well for the Advocate of Picayune. So let's get into that here in the final 4 minutes of this segment. Real simple. 10 days away. The one thing I'm hearing, and I don't know if it's a good thing, so tell me I'm wrong or it's just, you know, whatever. Is Michael Pratt having a good fall camp? Because I'm hearing way too many people tell me there's some up and downs here.
Yep.
Maybe some adjusting to Chip Kelly as the offensive coordinator. Because, Gary, he was a bright spot mm-hmm. on that offense last year. Like, I opened up this season saying, that guy's an NFL quarterback. So what's going on the last couple of weeks?
This is what I would say. He has not had a great camp. He has not had a bad camp. But this is what I'll also say. Last year, unquestionably, and I went to every preseason practice, Keon Howard was the better quarterback in preseason practice than Michael Pratt. Now let that sink in after you watch Keon Howard play in the first three games last year. There's something to be said about being a gamer. And I'm not by any means saying that Michael Pratt is a bad practice player, but he didn't have a great preseason last year. He just didn't. That's why Keon Howard was the starting quarterback at the beginning of the year, because trust me, the coaches didn't know. Keon Howard's a great guy, but they had no idea what they were going to get from him in games, and they found out pretty quickly what they were getting from him in games, and it wasn't pretty. Michael Pratt came in against Southern Miss, looks like a totally different quarterback than he'd been in practice. Then you add in Chip Long has great credentials. His offense, he wants these guys to struggle in the preseason a little bit. What he wants them to do well is play well once the actual game start. He kind of wanted their heads to be swimming, so you got to put that into the equation too.
Okay.
and see what happens. That being said, Pratt will have to play better than he's played in the preseason. He just he hasn't been terrible, but he hasn't. None of the offense has, either that or the defense is going to be a world beater, because the defense has outplayed the offense for the most part in the preseason.
Well,
this week the offense has looked better after having a rough scrimmage on Saturday, but we'll see. Chip Long. There is a learning curve with a new coordinator, and he said a couple of times he wants them to look good on day one of the season, which is against Oklahoma. He's not as concerned with how they actually look these are learning tools for him.
Okay.
To help to, so we'll see. I do think there is some concern is warranted.
Final 2 minutes, final question for Gary Smith, because that's where I was going to go next. Look, I think the offense will be competitive. You got some weapons. Mm-hmm. I think he can play. And obviously the guy behind him was playing well so far in camp as well. So I think it's the defense, Gary. Yeah. Can they get off the third? And look, against Oklahoma, they're going to face a Heisman candidate quarterback. You know they're going to have speed at receiver.
Yeah.
So what have you seen at scrimmage and at practice at corner? But, man, in particular safety. Safety killed them last year.
Yeah, well, they've got four safeties this year to play the two spots. Can I tell you for sure, Gus, that they're going to be a lot better? No, I can't, because honestly, they didn't look like that in preseason last year either. I mean, they were abysmal in games in crucial situations, and there was clearly a complete breakdown of confidence and trust in what the coaches were telling them and trust of what they were doing. But they did. They brought in Darian Rakestraw, a starter from Colorado who'd been effective there to help the depth. Macon Clark has had an excellent preseason. So they've got those two guys. They've got Larry Brooks. They've got Rudy Dyson, who played pretty well as a freshman last year. So they've got four safeties back there. So they've got some margin for error. They'll with the guys. But no, we'll have to wait and see, because what happened last year was inexplicable anyway. I mean, that stuff, they played pretty well for most of the time last year on defense, but that doesn't count when you can't get off the field on 3rd and 13 and guys are beating you by that. And that, we'll wait and see. They like Chris Hampton a lot. The culture seems a little bit better. It had gotten a little stale before, but you got to prove it to me first. So let's see what happens in games.
Mr. Gary Smith, looking forward to chatting with you there during the football season, sir. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
On Twitter, give him a follow at G-U-E-R Smith is the way to follow Mr. Gary Smith. And yes, that is him giving you a big old smile. When we come back, Sean Fox from North Louisiana, host of Sports Talk Show. Let's see what he thinks. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, he was preparing for plastic bags to watch the New Orleans Saints, not paper. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
I am not trying to do this.
When the dentist call me Magarena.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up? We can help you get started. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX and an STP oil filter, plus an STP air filter or cabin air filter for just $34.99. And you can get it all fast, your way. Just order online with our free same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Start your job today at AutoZone.com. Restrictions apply.
Breaking news! DraftKings is live in Louisiana with daily fantasy sports, meaning you can begin playing right now. To welcome in the new football season, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, now is the perfect time. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching a game quite like having a free shot at huge cash prizes. And while you're perfecting your daily fantasy skills, don't forget to check out DraftKings free-to-play pools, where there's even more cash up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code LAROSE. For a limited time, new players can get a free shot at $1 million during week one. Don't miss out on the action. That's the code LAROSE. Only at DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
The segment where in his mind our ratings will jump. Don't let him fool you, but we still bring him in each and every week. At least this season. Mr. Sean Fox from, hold on, I got to pull up your, where are you from again? Come on, Sports Talk 97.7. Follow him on Twitter at Fox for Sports Talk. What is the name of your show again?
It's just the Sports Company.
Sports company. Okay,
I'm gonna not as clever as I'm the gonna rate
it.
No.
Well, I mean, you've changed it like four times. Sports. It's the sports company or just sports company?
Whatever.
No, I'm being honest. I'd like to say I. Is it
look,
the
Gus,
sports
when I get
company?
Bored, I just call it the yeah. company. You know.
Okay, so you're changing it during the show.
By segment.
How long you've been on again?
Like 17 years.
That's incredible.
I'm just as shocked as you are.
Sean, 2 weeks ago, sir, you concerned me. You were deciding, is it Walmart, Winn-Dixie, Rouse's? They have really nice plastic bags. But you were preparing to watch Saints games starting September 12th against Green Bay wearing a plastic bag.
I don't know.
I was a little afraid for you. 2 weeks since that statement, and especially after Monday night's game, how are you feeling?
Jameis Winston is the NFL MVP.
Okay.
Marquise Callaway is an all-pro, and the Saints are probably winning the Super Bowl.
Look, I got to tell you, a lot of people liked what they saw on Monday. What did the callers provide for you yesterday after that game?
That I'm high, probably by thinking that. No, I will say this. Everybody is pretty much let it be known that Jameis is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was just about unanimous. There's always, I can't stand the guy. There's always going to be those, and we've discussed that before, Gus. The things of Jameis's past, he's unfortunately, he's not going to be able to run from some of those things. I'm not saying people are right or wrong for keeping that bias, but as far as on the field, the potential. I don't even want to say the potential. He's shown it. I hate to show a speakerphone, but can I do that? Is this bad radio?
It's your world. It's your segment, man. I mean,
okay,
how do you feel you need to talk with your hands? I mean,
I have to pull up a stat I came across, and I'm sure
Okay.
Okay. Have you seen Jameis Winston's stats in 2019? Besides the turnovers?
I did just see that pull up, and I saw you retweeted it, but go ahead and inform us, because it is impressive.
So the national media will treat the guy like he's an absolute bum, but I don't know a bum who led the NFL in passing yards, 5,109 in 2019, 41 completions of 20-plus air yards. I love nine. We hadn't seen that lately. 339 successful dropbacks, most in the NFL. 96.1 QBR outside the pocket, highest in the NFL. The dude has not.
Uh-oh. Did he hit the end button?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just learning how to read and talk and do everything at once. No, but I said that the national is not as bad or as terrible as the national media will lead you to believe.
Well, you know, and that's what I keep saying. Look, and I understand it's what have you seen lately, and that's kind of what stands out there. But, Sean, you do remember, if we go back and allow ourselves to go back before last year, the Buccaneers, his last 2 years, that was the team we all expected was about to take that next step and compete for an NFC championship, be the team to replace Atlanta. To be that team to worry about that good draft picks that had talent. There were always talent on the defense. You had talent on the offense. You saw them sign some receivers, draft some tight ends. It was always about could they just put it together? It's hard to do if you consistently replace offensive coordinators. You have bad head coaches. I mean, bad head coaches. They weren't just not good. They were bad head coaches. And that was in his tenure. So, it's hard to do that.
And
he
hasn't had LASIK surgery yet or become a vegan.
Look, and here's the other thing. Sean, even though I would say you and I are kind of still the same, still a little mold, but come on, we think differently, we act differently, we do things differently, we make decisions differently after we had kids, after we got married and stuff, and he sounds more mature. He looks more mature, and he, I think, appreciates it more. When you look and listen to him on Monday night, I think the guy was genuinely, legitimately happy to be that guy again. You saw him relaxed in drives, but his demeanor and body language in the sideline, it's just night and day from Taysom, man.
Gus, I'm going to make it simple. As long as he doesn't eat W's, he's that's the guy I want leading the team.
Okay.
The minute that happens,
right,
we need to reevaluate things.
But what if he's getting W's and then eating W's?
Yeah, well, look, my producer, John, your favorite, said it best. Jameis Winston is a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Taysom Hill plays quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought that was spot on.
Maybe he should host the show. I'm just saying. I like John Tabor.
Sometimes less is more.
That is very true.
Not everybody can hold the one chair, Gus.
Something else that stood out to me, though, because, look, obviously quarterback, a lot of the eyes on there. Let's do rapid fire here in about 2-3 minutes. I'm going to throw out a player, and you tell me either response or I guess, things that people have gotten up there in Monroe, or even yours as well. Tony Jones Jr.
Say one more time.
Tony Jones Jr.
Oh, number two back.
Latavius Murray.
Probably going to make it, but if he has another bad game, may not.
Marquez Callaway.
Star. Preseason star, but at least I think going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said it. While Thomas is out, and I think he's the two now.
I mean, easy, right? I mean, yeah, yep. I would agree with you on that aspect of it. Here's an interesting one for you. Marcus Davenport.
If you go back, health is the biggest key, but go back and just watch his film. Every game he's played in a Saints uniform, and you saw it magnified times 10 on Monday night. What he does doesn't show up in the stats for himself constantly pressuring the pocket, constantly moving the pocket. If healthy, a star.
And that's the thing that's so interesting. I felt like there was two different games being watched. If I'm watching it in person and I was at the Dome on Monday, and I kept texting people, Davenport is leaving 5 sacks a game on the field. I don't know what it is. I'm calling him Spinderella.
But he's always close and he's always pushing the tackle back.
Yes, yes. And then, Sean, watch this. Go back Monday and watch Saturday if he plays. The guy's Spinderella, like Zion's the layup king for some reason. He's not dunking. This guy seems to want to spin right before he gets to the quarterback. I can't understand it for nothing. It was driving me crazy. I saw 3 drives, put binoculars on him. I literally did nothing but watch him. The two things that stand out to me, he's ending a lot of those plays standing straight up, leverage. He's getting, and it helps the offensive lineman stop him. When he goes off the line, he pushes the guy. On Dalton's sack, that sack should have been Davenport's. He was right there. And then he stops and spun towards the interior of the line. Dalton went right past him and sacked Lawrence. I don't understand why he's spinning. Like, grab the guy, bench press him, and if anything, the offensive lineman's going to tackle the quarterback. I don't know why this guy likes to spin right at the quarterback. It's strange.
Well, yes, and I'm not definitely saying you're wrong because you've obviously been, I feel like I'm talking to Ron Jaworski over here studying film, but I will say the plays that he does make when he's not standing straight up or spinning, even when he's, like I said, Gus, to me, it doesn't stand out for his number. Like, I don't see Davenport having double-digit sacks because of some of the things you just pointed out, but I notice every time that pocket collapses, guess what? That defensive tackle's there. Or that left side defensive end is there. So
right,
he is
exactly
impacting the play in a positive way.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
You would hate him if he was on any other team in the NFL, but he's ours and we love it.
That guy seemed like he was making every single play in that secondary and first
great open field tackler for defensive back.
Okay,
maybe one of the best in football.
Along those lines, I would describe Paulson Adebo like that right now in just 2 preseason. That guy hits the – like, I'm not seeing many yaks on him. You?
Nope. No, and a guy, and maybe you could say because he went to Stanford, he's smart, but he's a guy who seems to be in the right spot every time.
How do you feel when you saw yesterday afternoon the injury list of Jalen Dalton out for the season, Troutman out for a couple of weeks? Brian Poole, the IR, Nick Vinette, a tight end, out 2 to 4 weeks. Ken Crawley out a couple of weeks.
Okay, so you're giving me some I didn't even know. Man, Ken Crawley in the 25 uniform, like a completely different Ken Crawley than we've seen in the past. Like,
yeah, he does.
That deep pass that he defended in the first half?
Yeah.
I was like, holy, I didn't know he was 25. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Ken Crawley. And then I started watching him more. I was like, this dude's balling. Like, this doesn't even look like the same guy.
Right.
Whatever, you stay on that jersey number. I do like Juwan Johnson a lot as that mismatch tight end.
Yeah.
But it looks like you still need somebody to be able to block. So, to me, to what you just described to me is this, and I already started looking today on the wire, you need linemen, I mean, excuse me, you need a tight end, and you need to go get another cornerback, maybe two.
Yeah.
I thought Troutman was going to be fine, and I did not know about Vanette. You blew my mind on that one. And
yeah.
I knew Poole went into the tent. I saw he went on IR, so I still think, I know Drake Kirkpatrick is still out there. Golly, there's another popular name. The guy who was with Josh Norman, I know, is out there. I'm kind of iffy on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you need to go get some more defensive backs. And I still thought, with Troutman healthy and with Juwan Johnson, that it wouldn't hurt to have another tight end.
I hear you. Sir, final 2 minutes here with you. 10 days away, right, from Tech opening up their regular season as well. What's the mood and feeling up there in Ruston?
I think it's completely different than I told you a couple weeks ago than it was in April. I thought this was a team that would still extend the nation's longest, or one of the nation's longest, bowl streaks.
Mm-hmm.
They had a streak of most consecutive bowl wins until they were blown out, ironically, in your backyard in the New Orleans Bowl this past year. And now I do think this is a team. They'll probably lose to Mississippi State and NC State, but I do think they'll be competitive. I do think they're certainly winnable games, but I really do feel with the additions they made in the spring, I ran those down a couple weeks ago. Gus, I do feel like this is the best team, at least in the western portion of Conference USA.
Oh, wow. Best team. So that would mean better than my Golden Eagles, huh?
The Pope is still Catholic.
Did y'all win last year? I don't remember. It's been a while.
We won that. Yeah. We're all of a sudden, we're on quite a streak against the Golden
Eagles. Okay. Well, it's not really a win streak.
I don't want to say dominant. I don't want to say dominant. That would be wrong.
No, I mean, you only won once in the last, I don't know, like 10 years, though. So
it's the last one that everybody remembers.
You're absolutely right. And just like the last show, this one was better than last week. Good job, Sean. I appreciate it.
You brought it
today.
Thanks. You're welcome.
At Fox 4 Sports Talk is the way to follow Sean Fox over on Twitter. He has a show over on Sports Talk 97.7. I call it the sports company. He sometimes calls it the sports company. Thank you, Sean. We'll talk again next Wednesday. Quick break. Coach G, our weekly soccer segment. We'll touch on what's going on in the EPL, Little American Soccer as well. And then in hour number two, Ralph Marlboro will join us hour number three at 2:00, at 2:15 to talk about the Saints. We'll play some more sound as well. Got to hear from Kwon Alexander. He spoke yesterday after practice. Saints with an off day today. It's a sports hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, but they can also order larger if you like. They also stock 2, 3, and 4 blade propellers up to 40 inches, a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Now listen to this, Alario Brothers is now stocking rudder blades and rudder shafts so you can make your own rudder. Now carrying stainless steel plate pieces so you can make your own V-strut. A huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and dripless shaft seals. Stocking tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings, along with a big line of motor mounts. Call Alario Brothers to get your TEDS today. Visit Alario Brothers before the season. That's Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Visit their website at alariobros.com.
Shrimp boats is a coming.
The Toyota National Sales Event is going on now at Greg LeBlanc. At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Through the end of the month.
And they're ready.
The deals are red hot.
Red hot.
With loads of fresh new Toyotas arriving daily.
Plus, they have over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Greg LeBlanc Toyota is getting top dollar for trades. Remember, the Toyota National Sales Event is going on now till the end of the month.
Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Or at the store. Greg's got the deals.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Do they have a home and or car? Are they saving lots of money? Do they seem unusually happy? Do they have a child named GEICO?
GEICO! Dinner time!
Have they recently purchased a drone? That's unrelated to the Geico thing. I'd just really like to try one. But if you notice these other things, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with Geico. Bundling is easy with Geico. Just ask your neighbors.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Pretty incredible. We hadn't even said hello. A good afternoon to Coach G. He's been joining us at 1:30 on Wednesday. He's going to move him to 1:45 here as the football season approaches. Coach G, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing fine. Hadn't even said hello to you. And Travis, Mr. Laker fan himself, I didn't even know he knew what soccer was. He sends me in all caps with an exclamation mark, EPL Manchester City, baby. So he's ready to talk some EPL. Why is he so excited? What, the season just started, what, 3 weeks ago, huh?
You know, because they play Arsenal this weekend. That's why any team that's beating playing Arsenal is going to like guaranteed win. It kind of stinks because my team is the Gunners. So, yeah, you know, the Man City team right now is looking pretty darn good. They're about to hit on all cylinders. Pep's really got them going. So the team's very exciting. They had a little blip in the first game against Tottenham, but everything else is doing well for them. So, yeah, I would be excited, too, if I was a Man City fan.
You don't sound too happy about the start of Arsenal. What, why are you so down? I mean, we were excited. We were excited going into the, you know, season opener, and then, you know, Chelsea was in there. I see 0-2. You know.
Yeah. Our first game was against Brentford, who just got promoted from the Champions League. So brand new team that has not been in the EPL for 74 years, and we lose 2-0. Wow. Then we played Chelsea, but Chelsea is a juggernaut. And watching Lukaku play, he was just manhandling anyone that marked him up on Arsenal. And the only way to truly stop him is just body him up. But how can you? The guy is such a tank. So he kind of controlled what he wanted to do and shot, and obviously he scored. So losing 2-0, then the rains came, and it kind of leveled out the playing field. But by that time, Arsenal was just kind of done. You could tell, like, they lost their steam and their sails. Like, something's just not right now. And we don't have our true forwards, Lacazette and Aubameyang. They had COVID, so Aubameyang came on about the 65th minute into the game, and he looked all right. But you can tell when he came on, he took the captain's band right on his arm, and they had a little life, but it was maybe a little too late. Right now, me and my friends and all the Arsenal Gunners fans, we're talking about getting rid of Arteta. Maybe he's not the right person for the job. And every time he's got a new game plan, new game plan, new game plan, it's kind of like, all right, how many times are you going to have a new game plan? And it's only about to be the third game of the season. So there's a lot of available coaches right now. Like, I would love to see like Antonio Conte come back, and even a Jurgen Klinsmann. If he wants to take that job, he's an available coach. But right now, I just think Arteta's too young, and he's just got too many things on his plate right now.
I remember Saints-Chargers back in, I want to say, 08, I think is what it was. It was Saints Silent Reporter, and they played in, you know, the game over there in London. And that was the facility the Saints used to practice. And I remember, A, how beautiful that facility was over at Arsenal, and how we got yelled at if we took a step on the grass. We had to stay on the path. We could not literally step on grass unless we're there to practice. And I also remember the amount of Ferraris in the parking lot. So players get paid well in the EPL. But look, you mentioned Brentford. And one of the things that we also talk to, we always bring in every now and then, Coach Kenny Farrell from the Jesters. And he's always said one of the things for American soccer to get going and for MLS is to have promotion and relegation. And you mentioned Brentford. The fact they have 4 points and first place has 6 points. So they're in the middle of the pack. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? I know it's early. You got a lot of games to go, but I don't know. Is it normal for teams that get promoted to maybe struggle at first or to be as competitive as they've been? What does that say about them? One win, one draw.
Well, it's kind of just like in the NFL. Like, you'll have those kind of crappy teams, I guess you want to say, toward the end of the season when their record's maybe 4-12, maybe 3-15. they'll start off hot. And normally we kind of see it with those promoted teams. The adrenaline's rushing. You know, again, Brentford hasn't been to the EPL for 74 years. So their adrenaline's rushing. So, yeah, for them to get a 4 points, it's pretty solid for them. But eventually they will kind of fall off with injuries, just wear and tear on the bodies. You know, they haven't played, I hate to say this, they haven't really played anyone big yet, even though they played my Arsenal. But, you know, looking at the actual standings right now, we have West Ham, who's number one. We have Brighton Albion at number four. We have Brentford at eight. So we have a lot of these teams are just kind of where they shouldn't be. But West Ham had a pretty decent year last year. So for Brighton and for Brentford to be the top eight, just give it a couple more weeks, and all of a sudden they'll start kind of falling off. And that's hopefully when Arsenal starts kind of rising up. And you kind of talk about all the Ferraris and all that stuff in the parking lot with Arsenal. They're the team right now in the offseason who spent the most money. But they're losing left and right. So I don't really know what's going on. So for Arsenal to be number 19 right now and seeing all these new teams that have promoted, like Watford, who's number 11. Again, you have Brentford, who's number 8. Just give it a couple of weeks, and hopefully things will look better for all the teams and even Arsenal.
When you take a look at the other players as well that we kind of tend to focus, obviously Pulisic gets COVID after he scores a goal last week. How about the start so far of some of the other U.S. players playing in the EPL?
Yeah, so one guy who really stood out yesterday actually was Josh Sargent from Norwich City. In the League Cup, he played the entire 90 minutes, and he scored 2 goals against Bournemouth. Bournemouth was a team last year that got relegated to the Champions League. But for him to score 2 goals, he looked sharp. Also, the Bournemouth defense looked kind of like Swiss cheese. But it's good to see him the first game, full 90 minutes, to score 2 goals. That's only going to build up his confidence and really set him apart from everyone else. That, yeah, brand-new player, brand-new team, brand-new system, and he scored 2 goals. So that says he's in the right place at the right time. He's got a little IQ under his helmet right now, I just want to say. But he looks pretty darn good, so let's kind of keep an eye on him. Now we have Weston McKennie for Juve, and he hasn't played last week in the opening week for Serie A, but there's been talk that he's been linked to Tottenham and even Bayern Munich. So it would be kind of cool to see him play in the EPL. And again, I believe that EPL is the strongest league of all the leagues. And for having more Americans play in that league, it's only going to help us out in the national team in the long run. So to hear these kind of rumors going around, it kind of makes me really happy. He wants to stay at Juve, so he's talking about maybe getting a loan out to Tottenham. But ultimately, he wants to play for Juve, and why not? You play with Cristiano Ronaldo. So when you have such a stud of a player, but he's not really getting a lot of playing time just because of other players right now that he signed from Atalanta, that is going to take his spot, Tottenham might not be a bad choice. It just stinks that they're Arsenal's rivals, but anytime you get the national men's national team over there, I'm all for it. Doesn't matter what team, just play in that league. Doesn't matter if you're in a Norwich or a Chelsea or a Man U. Just get and play in the EPL. That's eventually going to make you stronger as a player, and ultimately it's going to help out our national team.
Sir, got about 90 seconds here. Why is it big that FIFA, 3 hours ago, Reuters is reporting they're asking the Premier and La Liga to release World Cup qualifying players? Why is this a big thing, and why do they have to ask? Were they in danger of not being released?
Yeah, and I believe there's about maybe 6 or 7 countries are on the red list, and a lot of it's going to be the South American just because of COVID, and they'd rather take the penalty of, you know, whatever the amount of it is. I haven't looked that up yet. But for them to get their players back, they're going to be quarantined for 14 days, if not longer, just matter the severity of it. I think they're willing to pay that money, and plus EPL, like you said, has a lot of money that they can just kind of throw around. So it really is, you know, they want the best. They're always trying to promote their players to play for the national team. However, in this kind of situation right now with COVID and all that stuff going on, I think they're willing to cash it out to keep their players safe because they have an investment in their players. So why not keep them healthy as much as possible, let them be here on the off week when they play for the national team, and maybe get some more training in, maybe get some relaxation on their bodies. They do play a lot of games in a very short period of time. So I can see both sides. I can see the clubs not letting them go, but then FIFA saying, hey, that kind of waters down the national team. I don't think the EPL and other teams are kind of concerned about that. I just think they're concerned about their club team, and why not? They're putting millions of dollars in these people. They're playing for the national teams. They're not really getting paid that much money. They do get a little cash, but not millions like they do in the club team.
Coach G, man, always enjoy you coming on, and obviously Travis says he loves soccer, and so you now know that every time you come on, a Man City fan will be listening for sure to find out what you're going to be able to give out. But look, every Wednesday, man, 1:45, let's keep giving the updates. Obviously, it's a league that everybody watches. So thank you for your time. I always appreciate it.
And I can't wait for next week to hear what he thoughts about the Man City Arsenal game. So I guess go Gunners.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. All right, gentlemen, have a great day. Week, right? Aren't you playing like a rec league or something like that? How'd you do?
Yeah, I'm playing Tuesday nights and didn't do so well yesterday, but it's all right. No. As long as I'm getting out there, my 42-year-old butt is going against these, like, legit. I have a 22-year-old kid on my team. Like, I could be your dad. But hey, as long as I'm playing up there, my knees are still doing well. I'm not bad hurting right now. So yeah, I'll do as much as I can as long as I can.
All right. Well, we'll keep up to date on that playing career as well.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right, just like that, hour two is in the books. Hour three is coming up. Ralph Marlboro is our guest at 2:15. Cajun Ninja, 2:30. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Feel I'm on the cross again lately, but there's nothing to do.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Football is almost here. Get in on the action with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. To bring you even closer to the action, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, preseason is the perfect time to test your strategy. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching a game quite like having a free shot at huge cash prizes. And don't forget to check out DraftKings free-to-play pools, where there's even more cash up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code MAX. For a limited time, new players can get a free shot at $1 million during week one. That's code MAX to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.